We are in session at 10:10 a.m. Dr. Cornwall. Let me take roll call just to make sure everyone's present. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes, here.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Present.
Dr. King?
Here.
Dr. Bustillo?
Here.
Mr. Greer?
Here.
Dr. Cornwall?
All right, so we're back looking at discussing case number 21-10, Lori Harper. Is Ms. Harper here by any chance?
She declined the meeting.
Okay.
And Dr. Cornwall, I believe there's a motion.
There is a motion to voluntarily surrender or move to a formal hearing on the table that you're in discussion with currently.
All right, so discussion on the current motion. This one, I don't think she gave much of a reason other than just, it was my mistake, sorry. I'm not in favor of allowing her to voluntarily surrender.
I understand your feelings, Mark, and I do. I think in the interest of consistency that I think we should do this. It's my motion. Of course, I am in favor of it. But I am completely supportive of, you know, I don't know how we formally change our position, but I don't think this licensee should be disadvantaged because we think that, hey, maybe it's time to change a position without notifying everyone. And so, you know, regardless how this turns out, I think we should agendize future discussion to discuss a formal position that the board takes and forms the compact. This is what we're going to be doing. And then the compact can, if they feel like they want to inform people, they can. But, you know, I think that's for this one. I think we vote yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm in agreement with you, Mr. Greer. I think, you know, certainly an agenda item and discussion and reviewing now that it's been a good amount of time as a board to kind of maybe take a look at our process for this one.
I agree. I think it might be nice for the public to also hear both in Arizona and abroad how many times this has been an issue, what are the consistent issues, and just the statistics as far as how often this comes up before the board.
Yes.
I agree.
Are you ready to call the vote?
Yeah, let's call the vote.
The motion before you for complaint 2110, Ms. Lori Harper, physical therapist with a compact privilege, is to offer voluntary surrender of her Arizona compact privilege within 30 days. If she fails to provide written documentation of her surrender, complaint 2110 will move to a formal hearing. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
The motion passes.
All right. So we have Dr. Hosterman at 10:30. So let's go down to item 5A2, data set committee update.
Hey, so Mark, can we make sure that we work in a break before that?
We can do that.
Okay. And I do believe we could probably finish our business with the exception of the tabled item before Mr. Hosterman.
Do you need a break before that?
No, I mean, I could wait a little bit, but I don't want to wait until after an hour and a half presentation.
Okay. All right. Peggy, give us an update.
Yes, sir. Board, it's my pleasure to report the data committee has met twice. I know I distributed minutes from our first meeting, and our first two sessions were really brainstorming. What data do we have? Is there more data we need to collect? Clearly, our focus is to try to analyze and ask questions about the demographics, both of the professional population, PTs and PT assistants, and comparisons with demographics within the state. So I think at our last meeting this last week, I think we felt we had enough data to start moving forward, analyzing the questions. We're now scheduling 2-hour work sessions, which is a challenge during the summer with so many people gone, but we're hoping to meet multiple times over the summer and as a group start really critically analyzing the information we've got and pulling some conclusions about what does the workforce look like, what's our rate of adding to the workforce population versus the needs within the population in Arizona. So I think it's early days yet, but I think we're moving productively forward. Happy to answer any questions, take down anything that the board would like us to really focus on. And Jim is on the committee, Kelly's on the committee, Karen, of course, and all staff are liaisons. So what questions do you have of me?
This is Nishka Remick. Thanks for doing this. For whatever reason, I'm not able to pull up the attached Word document. Can you just remind me how far back, meaning what dates your data set goes to?
The data set we're looking for as far as licensees date back to renewal in 2020, since that's the first time we've been able to capture demographic information on the renewal form.
Right. And sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say we will be looking a little further back as the committee moves from basic demographics to looking at information on analyzing statistics on applicants, on investigations, and timeframes for that. So we are able to move a little farther back for, let's say, endorsement applications. But basic demographics would start from renewal 2020.
Right. And that's because of the luxury of the e-licensure. Is that correct?
Correct. And the fact that I think the Arizona Board was the first to incorporate the Arizona State approved demographic questions into their renewal application.
Interesting. Thank you for clarifying.
You bet. I mean, pending other questions, I will say I'll continue to provide you with minutes of our sessions. We are at the point we're going to just start having working sessions, roll up your sleeves. Here's what we know about the cultural background of the profession. How do we compare that to Arizona to see if we're reflecting population demographics or where our disconnects are, and especially workforce locations. We're having fun, aren't we, group?
Yes, we are.
Thanks. Okay, good to see y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. How about item 5A3, telehealth law and rules?
So the statute 36-3606 was passed and signed by the governor under emergency provision, I think a week and a half ago. Potentially 2 weeks ago, I don't know the date offhand. In that statute, the new boards that have been added to the telehealth statute were given statutory authority to set fees. In order for us to accept applications, because designation of the bill means that it's effective currently, but we have no application to make this happen. In order to do that, we need a rule modification that will establish fees in order to allow for the interstate telemedicine services to be provided. And so what we are doing today is that we've got together with Ms. Jeannie Hahn, who is our rule writer for the board, and she was able to write up these rules that establishes fees for this. And I arbitrarily set these fees. I'll tell you my rationale, but the board can set these fees at any denomination that the board would like. So for the initial fee, I set it at $100, which is a little more for the initial. There's a lot of upload that needs to occur and review that needs to record. It takes a little more time for staff to do it. And then the renewal would be $80. And if they continue to renew, that would be the same exact amount of money that it would, that a licensed therapist would renew, that was licensed in the state of Arizona, believing that the telehealth individual out of state is performing the same exact responsibilities and duties of a physical therapist that would be licensed in Arizona. So what we are looking for is for you to determine the fees that you would like for initial and renewal, and then approve the rules package so that we may submit.
All right, does anyone have any questions? How about a motion?
Or questions?
I move that we approve the fees as outlined by Dr. Donahue, as well as the rules necessary to collect those fees and set any other thing requirements for telehealth and physical therapy.
Second.
Discussion.
So I will give you just a little update. We are working with ADOA to get this application part of the e-licensing. There are a couple of significant, if you've read the law, significantly different uploads that are required of a telehealth person. And the law also states that the renewal has to occur annually, which is just more staff process. And so that's happening. In the meantime, once the board approves the fees and the rules, we will allow a paper application to occur until such time that we can get it in e-licensing, since the law is current, and to be able to provide that service to anybody who wants to do it now. So I just wanted to give you that update. So you do have a motion and a second.
I got a question for you, Karen.
Yes.
For a person who has a compact, does that mean they don't have to register? They could do telehealth, or they need to get the telehealth license?
That is an excellent question that I that was one of the few I haven't thought of yet, but I will have to defer to Mr. Harris.
Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, that is a very good question. And that is something that our office is looking into. We're in the process of gathering these type of questions from all of the client agencies that are encompassed in this bill. And if it's okay, what we can do is hopefully by the next time we convene in June, we will be able to provide further guidance.
And what happens if we move forward with the proposed regulations and Mr. Harris comes back with, well, we should have include such and such language in our regulation to make everything
right. This rules is only to establish the fees. The statute 36-3606 spells everything else out. You will not have an ability to add additional rules at this point. What we'll have is the opportunity for the AG's office to give us the parameters of what 36-3606 means.
Yeah. And if I may just build upon that, Karen, the bill also contemplates the formation of a commission to provide policy and direction to the agencies that will be operating under this provision. The statute specifically identifies who is to serve on the commission. There's various boards. I do not believe that the physical therapy board is.
We were not included, no.
But hopefully they will solicit information from all their stakeholders. And I would suspect that this is the type of information that the commission will be taking under advisement and providing further direction as contemplated by the bill.
Any other questions? we can call the, are you ready to call the question? Okay, let's call the question.
The motion before you is to approve a $100 initial application fee, an $80 renewal application fee, and the proposed rules as set forth in your, that was provided to you in order to submit to the Secretary of State. Dr. Cornwell.
Yes.
Mr. Clinton.
Yes.
Ms. Remick.
Yes.
Dr. King.
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
The motion passes.
And Karen, just a friendly reminder, I know it probably seems a little self-evident, but there is that executive order out there that says anytime a agency is going to consider promulgating a rule, it first needs to run it by.
I have sent the proposed rules to Ms. Guzman at the governor's office last week. Unfortunately, much to my surprise, we have received no communication back from the governor giving us permission to move forward for submittal. So I will send that email again today. So I'm a little concerned. I'm a little concerned we're not hearing from the governor's office after he's the one who signed it. So we do, just so the board is aware, we will be unable to submit until the governor gives us permission to do so.
Thank you, Karen.
All right. So you can look at item 5A4, individual has been licensed. Any questions on the financials?
I'll give you an update because this is making me more angry by the minute as we come to the end of our fiscal year. But 2 days ago, we received a bill from our CSB representative for $23,000 to pay for 6 months of the AG contract that should have been paid in December of 2020. So just so you know, I have no idea what's going to happen in our next 30 days. I believe everything I've calculated is we're under our budget, but I have no idea what has been paid and unpaid by CSB at this point. We have submitted all of our bills, but we are now finding out that submittal is not paying. And we're still trying to work and get this fixed. So just so you know, you will see a $23,000 hit in June here. And that is for a late bill of $11,600. That should have been paid in December 2020.
You're worth it, Mark.
You are worth it, Mark. Our budget is just going crazy.
So if there are no additional questions or comments on the financials, let's take a break and we'll reconvene 10:30.
I think we could go a little over. So if you, because it's 10:28, if you want to come back, how long does everybody need? Do you need longer than 5 minutes or would you like 10? What's your pleasure?
5 is great.
Okay. So if you guys could come back at 10:35, that would be awesome.
Okay. All right.
All right. I'm going to stop the recording at 10:29. Mr. Hosterman, are you present?